good morning. Welcome to the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show. I hope everybody's having a great weekend. We are joined by one of our favorite loan officers, Mike Richardson. I got the hiccups in the middle of that with St. Charles Mortgage. Good morning.
Good morning. How's everybody doing today?
We're doing great. I thought that was just dramatic pause.
Yeah, I thought so too. Yeah.
Or they're remembering my name.
Mike Richardson. I hope everyone's doing great. How have you been?
I've been doing really good. It's been a busy, busy week. It's like the light switch turned back on. Buyers are back out shopping around again.
Are they back from vacation?
That may be what it is. Okay. And that's, you know, thanks, Rick. Now I feel better.
Right. Yeah.
Now I feel better. It, yeah. It's I've had like the last week, I've just been doing a lot of refinancing with rates being so low. And all of a sudden, just over the weekend, beginning of the week here, they just turned back on. Got 5, 6 of them rolling now. So
good.
Everything's good. And they're out happy house hunting.
Yeah, and they can relax knowing that they got their mortgage in very, very good hands.
We've been looking at some numbers that came out, and, you know, I've been looking at, like, different reports from 10 on average economists stating that they think that home trends and prices will continue to rise even over the next 4 years. Obviously, a lot of them are stating that on average they think we will gain about 4% this year, close to 3 next year, about 2 the year after that. Obviously, none of us have a crystal ball. I think the election will determine a lot of that as well. And the stock market and rates. So, But I think for sure this year and next year we're going to continue to see the home values rising. I think 8 out of 10 felt confident in saying that for the next 2 years. I think it was 50-50 on year 3 and 4, and I think a lot of that is due to the election. We all know that's always fun to wait and see who's in office.
Right.
But one of the things I thought was interesting, they said that the inventory on existing home sales dipped 1.7% in June, according to the National Association of Realtors report, in comparison to June of last year. So overall, they were down 2.2% from the year prior.
Year over year.
Well, the good news about that is that the less listings we have, the smaller the percentages sound, at least.
that is one way of looking at it. Yeah.
Year over year can't drop that much if there are fewer.
Right.
Yeah, so the existing home sales were down 5.25 million. That's a lot.
That's all.
But yet, this is what's really interesting. Although existing home sales were down 5.25 million, which is about, as I said, year to date, 2.2%. But the average home sale price was up to $285,700, and that's up 4.3%.
Which is also a record, by the way.
You know, on track.
On average. Got to be.
Yeah, on track of everything we're continuing to say. And I think a lot of people still keep thinking, like, okay, I'm going to wait. I'm going to see what's going to happen. Our home price is going to go down. But I keep saying it's not going to get any better.
Until you see, until you start seeing inventories pick up, you're never going to see a price drop. It's just not going to happen. And the only ones, and we've talked about this week after week, is that the ones that are left are the ones that are, let's call them scratch and dent homes.
Right.
That, you know, you're going to have to start.
203 candidates.
Exactly. 203, home style renovation, VA renovation loans. All things you need to start thinking about and going back, circling back around if you like the curb appeal of it. But you, and the bones were good, but there could be some improvements on the inside or even on the outside. We can handle all of that all in a one-time closed loan, and you still get to take advantage of all these great low rates. And your numbers there, I can honestly say if I look at my personal average of loan amount year over year, these numbers are right on. Right in line. I think this year I'm at like 298 or something like that on loan average. And please, folks, don't take that. That doesn't mean I will not talk to you about your $75,000 and $100,000 loan.
Yeah. I'll take those all day long. That's what I tell people. Real estate's real estate. Because I just got an email. I got several emails this week from listeners, and so thank you very much for that. But I got one of the emails I got is that, you know, from a woman who said that, you know, in Jefferson County, says that she wanted to list her house, but she didn't think her house was the quality that we normally sell. And I was like, not the case. We sell all real estate. You know, real estate's real estate, and we love helping people out.
Walls and a roof, and we're good.
Absolutely, it's a home.
Right.
So.
Yeah, walls and roofs are good.
Yeah,
but good, the bottom line is rates are still incredible. and prices may have went up, but also if you're selling your home, that's okay because you're making money.
Yeah.
You're making great money right now off of your home, and so you may be paying a little bit more, but it's a wash when you're going and buy, and you're getting great rates. We say all the time, it's not often you get to have a great rate and make money on the sale of your home.
Very true. And it, you know, any money right now is still below, you know, 525 per 100,000. So a 525 principal and interest payment on $100,000, even if it goes up a little bit, you're only talking $5.25 per thousand, you know, $52 per 10,000. That's fairly inexpensive to, to step up, especially if you're profit, you know, if you're profitable in selling your existing home.
Right.
So please put your existing home on the market now.
And you know what?
Why wait? We put our money where our mouth is, because we did the same thing. And that's what I would encourage people to do. Look at what other people, look what some realtors are doing. Look what other people are doing. Me and Tracy, we sold our house top dollar and bought a house. Sure, the price was up, but we got a great deal on that house, you know, and relatively, you know, in speaking terms, you know. So just follow what other people are doing who are in the business.
Right.
Now is still a great time to buy.
It is the best time. It's the best time since 2016. Just think, 7 months ago, right around Thanksgiving time, we were talking about, oh, goodness, we're heading up to 5, 5.5, 6% interest rates. And look, we're heading back down, and we're well under 3%, or well under 4% again.
Right.
I thought it was really interesting. You know, I've said for so many years, Rick and I watch what's happening in the Northeast and the Far West to kind of see what's going to happen in our area because, you know, it slowly trickles into this area. So in the Midwest, again, the average home sale price in the Midwest is $230,400, and that's up 6.7% from the year prior.
Mm-hmm.
But the Northeast, the average home sale price is $321,200. That's up 4.8%. So, you know, they aren't as high. So we're starting to see a little decline in the growth of values in the Northeast. In the South, the average home sale price is $248,600. That is up 4.9%. But the West, which I thought was really interesting, the average home sale price in the West is $410,200, which is up 2.3%. So they have the lowest growth right now for you know, the average home sale price. But the bottom line is across the board, we're seeing home values have went up in every region of the U.S. But the bottom line is, I still think when you're looking at the numbers, obviously the Midwest is doing the best, which is usually, we usually are last to,
for everything to hit. Lagging a little bit.
The West is up about 2.3, the Northeast about 4.8. So I think we're just slowly, you know, getting those numbers decreasing, which again, always happens in my opinion here last. The great thing about the Midwest is we have so much job growth. We have so many big companies opening here, bringing new jobs to our areas. So I do think our area is really strong right now.
We've got great values, let's be honest, too.
That's
when
exactly
you compare
what it
our
is.
Home prices, average or otherwise, here in the Midwest, and you know, specifically in Missouri, compared to the other states in the country, great home values.
Well, and the cost of living, too. Yeah, I have a gentleman that actually called last night off of one of our team members, and it's like $1,000 less than the rent he's paying in California.
Yeah.
And he goes, we actually get to live. He goes, my financial advisor says, hey, you need to buy a house to get some more tax write-off. He goes, we can barely live on what we have here.
Right.
So now he's moving to the Midwest. Just in housing expenses, he's saving $1,000, you know, $1,000 a month. And he's buying a $325,000 or $285,000 home.
Right.
And he's saving $1,000 a month.
Right.
And that probably allows you to live pretty well.
And probably, I would just guess, he's probably getting a larger home, because that's what I hear over and over again from the people that come here from New York and California, is they're like, wow, not only that, I can get a huge house here that would cost probably triple, you know, there.
What, 180, so, you know, a high, nice, high-end house is $185 to $200 a square foot here in the Midwest. And you start taking it to the East and the West Coast, you're talking $600,000, $700,000, $800,000 plus a square foot. Arizona.
That's incredible.
I mean, you can get a lot of value for your dollar. Just make sure you're shopping your interest rates. This young man had already had a pre-approval. He was at 4.45%. And this is the one I was saying I put on, actually had on Facebook. It was a 3.25% interest rate with an APR of just 4.015.
Yeah, that's something to brag about.
Yeah, it is something to brag about. And he even himself, he goes, well, now instead of 2.85, I says, you can go up to 3.17 because that's when FHA cuts off. So they can actually buy more house than they were anticipating for less money.
Right. That's really incredible.
It's definitely incredible. And again, if you are thinking about buying a home or looking to do a cash out refi, you need to call Mike Richardson with St. Charles Mortgage. He does a fabulous job. He's also known as IKnowAMortgageGuy.com. I know a lot of the agents on our team and a lot of the EXP agents have been reaching out to you and having great luck, especially with clients. You handle all home loans and all clients, but especially the ones that are thinking they may not be able to get approved, and you're able to get it done.
If you've said, if someone else has told you no, you owe it to yourself to call me and find out why. Most people's no's do not come with an explanation.
That's true.
And that absolutely drives me crazy. A young man I was on the phone with last night, he says, in 15 minutes on the phone with you, I've learned more than the emails going back and forth with the other lender for the last 2.5 weeks.
Well, a lot of times when you get a no, the person on the other end is going to say, well, why? And you got to be able to explain why. And if you explain why, you should be able to explain how you can get out of that. And that's something that, I mean, it requires a little bit of time.
It takes time. And you have to give the time to those clients.
Absolutely.
And that's where most of my business comes from.
Is
people calling in going, I don't think I'm getting the right answers. Mm-hmm. Guys, I am 100% transparent with everything I do in this industry. It's one of the advantages of being a independent mortgage broker. I am 100% transparent. You'll know everything about your loan process. I have no processors. I have no one else. It is me. So 100% of the time, you will only be talking to me, and any questions you have, as I always tell people, if your eyes are open, so are mine. So go ahead and call me.
There you go.
You won't regret it. Mike did our home loan. He did a fabulous job for us. Made it simple and easy. I couldn't believe what little documentation we needed, even though we do this every day. You always hear about the rule of two, but I don't think we even needed two of everything.
No.
It was very simple, easy to do, and again, he took great care of us. So I hope you'll reach out to Mike. You can always visit TracyEllis.com. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, we'd love to talk with you. You can call me direct at 636-299-3702 or email me at Tracy@TracyEllis.com, or you can reach Rick at
636-699-2197 or email me, like so many people are, at Rick@TracyEllis.com.
And I want to close, Rick, and congratulate you as well. I forgot to announce on our other show, we were very grateful and thankful to be named the #2 team for the month
real
of June.
Real estate producers.
Number two real estate producers at EXP for the state of Missouri. So that was a huge feat. So
congratulations to our team.
Yes. Congratulations to everybody on the Rick and Tracy Ellis team. We couldn't do it without every one of you. And thank you to all of our clients for keeping us in mind and calling us when you're thinking of buying or selling your home. We appreciate your business.
Absolutely. Mike, thank you for helping out our clients.
No problem. Anytime.
We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show. You know, we talk so often about one of our favorite local builders, Rouse Co.
That's right. Every week we talk about it.
Every week. And we even had Greg Rouse in last week, even though he didn't end up going on the show that day.
But he made future promises and commitments
to the
show.
He's coming soon.
Right.
To a show near you.
Coming soon. I like that.
coming soon. But we are joined with one of his terrific sales agents, Danielle Tucker. Good morning.
Hello. Good morning.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming in. Glad to have you on the show. This is the first time you've made it in, so glad to see you here.
Yes, absolutely.
And we're on a little rotation with all the great sales agents from Rouse, they'll be coming in on a weekly basis. And Danielle, tell us about what community do you currently host for Rouse?
I am currently at our Arlington Heights community, which is in Imperial, Missouri, and we also have Scenic View Estates in Festus, which is actually our newest development. So,
and there's so much growth happening out there.
So much.
And affordability.
Very affordable. It's really just a fantastic area. I kind of consider Arlington Heights to be a little hidden gem. But the area is doing very well. Fantastic people. They're both just fantastic communities. I'm really grateful to be a part of it.
And tell listeners what you love about that community.
Gosh, where do I start? Arlington Heights is, like I said, it's kind of like a little hidden gem. It's affordable. I think that one of the great things about Raoul's company is that we really focus on quality, along with, you know, a great customer experience from start to finish, you know, even after they move into their home. But I think that Arlington Heights really kind of stands out because of the camaraderie between the community, between the current residents there. And I think that's really special to see. They just hosted a block party, the first annual block party.
I heard about that.
Yeah, it was really great to be a part of it. It's just great to see how people really live in their homes and how they, you know, they create these memories and they live their day-to-day lives with their families and whatnot. I think that's really special to see. And
yeah, there is something special about subdivisions when they pop up and the first homeowners all seem to get together. I mean, we've experienced that same thing in a lot of subdivisions that we've, you know, when we built before, you know, the residents all seem to bond together in a unique way. And so that's good to have a block party like that coming out of the gate. So what are the average size lots in your community?
Average size home sites, they vary, honestly. You know, from I'd say 8,000 to 9,000 square feet and up to 15,000, 16,000 square feet. So I think that's about a quarter of an acre.
Okay.
They're kind of all across the board. It just depends on where you want to be. Arlington Heights is phase one is almost sold out. We've got two really great home sites still remaining, though. And we have a phase two coming up here in September that will open for pre-sales or sometime in the fall. So we're you know, fingers crossed for September, I should
Very
say.
Nice.
So nothing's confirmed. But
so do you have tree-lined lots? Do you have
yes, we
What kind
we
of
do.
Amenities in the subdivision?
It as soon as you come into Arlington Heights, there's a big, beautiful stone wall that as you enter. And there's a lot of common ground, a lot of wooded areas, beautiful mature tree lines, and that common ground is a part of the community, so right. It will never change. But we have some really fantastic home sites.
And what price point?
We actually start in the 220s.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That's so affordable.
It's incredible.
Yes.
Yeah. It's a brand new house.
And great access to highways.
Yep.
Exactly, that's important.
Exactly 5 minutes from the highway, you know, to 55, and very conveniently located.
Yeah, to get a brand new home in the low 200s and a great community is very hard to find nowadays, especially with home prices rising.
Mm-hmm.
So tell us, I know that a lot of people talk about different builders in the area, and I know every builder, there's different things that are important to them. Mm-hmm. But I know for Raoul's, the thing that I think is most important to them, obviously, is their customers and having repeat clients, which mm-hmm. they usually do. And why is that?
We have a lot of our homeowners are, again, you know, repeat customers, just like you said, along with referrals, family members and friends of other existing Raoul's homeowners. I think that, you know, we try to be a one-stop shop. We try to make things easy. You know, I firmly believe that we will go above and beyond for a great customer experience, keeping homeowners in the loop, and just trying to make it a fun process. That's why you hire a builder, is to
right.
take on the stresses of building a home. So that's what we're here for, and we just want you to kind of sit back and enjoy the process and be well informed. And I firmly believe that everyone that works at Raoul's company genuinely enjoys what they do, without
right.
a doubt. And I think it shows.
Yeah, I think that says a lot about the repeat customers
right.
because obviously if they weren't doing something right and building with quality and having mm-hmm. great customer service, they would be coming back.
Right. And I've been hearing stories, more and more stories about second and even third generations coming back to Raoul's to build their home. So, you know, you're doing something right when you've got a second generation. Parents are referring their, you know, their children to the builder.
Absolutely.
When they go to build. So, you know, you're building a good product at that point.
Yeah. And if you're out and about and you pick up a copy of the Tracy Ellis magazine, you'll see that we have a feature story about Greg Raoul's in the magazine, along with all of their communities listed, the price range, location. So you can pick up a copy, and that will make it very easy for you to visit their communities. Or you can go to TracyEllis.com and click on Rouse Co. It will take you right to their website, again, where you can access all of their communities.
And also don't forget, what's very important is there's a lot of people out looking for land right now. If you happen to sitting on some acreage, sitting on some of your own land, and you've thought about building, now may be the perfect time, because they have custom home building is very, very expensive. But Rouse has a plan that says your land, our plan, and they will build a model that they are comfortable with, a model that they build in their communities on your land. And that is the result of that is definitely a reduced cost to the consumer. And tell them about the loan process, Tracy, because they make the loan process easy. You don't have to do a construction loan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they make it so much simpler because you don't have to go through the construction loan process. Rouse is taking on that for you. So it's much smoother. It's just like purchasing any other property. It'll make it go along much faster, and you're not having to take those payments out during each phase of construction because you're not doing that construction loan.
And those costs are escalating, too, as you're building when you do a construction loan.
Yeah, the more that gets complete, the more money they need to draw out, the more payment you're making.
Right.
You don't have to do that with Rouse Co. They'll take on that responsibility for you, and you'll just have one loan and close when the home is complete. And again, if you have any land that you've been thinking about selling, we'd love to talk with you. We're always looking for more land to build more communities. So I hope you'll reach out to Rick and I. We'd love to speak with you about that, even if it's not currently listed. You can always call me direct at 636-299-3702. Or email me at tracy@tracyellis.com, or you can reach Rick at
636-699-2197, or email me at rick@tracyellis.com.
And Danielle, we all have our favorite part about our job that we love doing every day. What is yours?
I'd say my favorite part is definitely helping people, and, you know, just through one of the most important purchases of their lives. This is not just a financial investment. This is, you know, hugely an emotional investment that people make. And I feel honored that people would, you know, consider me to be a part of it and Rouse Company. And you get to watch a pile of dirt turn into someone's dream home. There's nothing quite like it. I feel like I've got the best job in the world.
That's very well said and so true. I said we have the most rewarding job to be able to help people make their home, like, you know, their house, their home for their family.
Right.
And Rick and I have talked about that so many times ourselves, saying that's really where your memories are made. Of course, we all go on trips and all of that. But when you think back years later, you're remembering those Christmas mornings the holidays, and when your family came and your grandparents came, and everywhere you look, there's a memory. And that's what a house is. So it's great to be a part of that.
It is. It really, truly is. And, you know, I think that having a home that also brings you peace of mind, you know, during the construction process too, if you, you know, choose to build, you're not having to worry about fixing this or fixing that, you know, dumping a bunch of money into a home to get it livable. You're, you have that peace of mind so that you can spend your time with your family and doing the things that you want to enjoy.
That's right.
Yeah.
Again, go to TracyEllis.com. If you're thinking about buying or selling, we'd love to talk with you. You can always call me direct at 636-299-3702 or email me at Tracy@TracyEllis.com. And how can everyone reach you, Danielle?
You can call 636-467-8333. And that's the number to our Arlington Heights display home. And as of right now, phone calls for our Scenic View Estates in Festus. Calls are being directed back to that number as well. You can also email me at dtucker@rouseco.com.
And what days are you out at Arlington?
We're open 7 days a week at Arlington Heights. And I'm usually there during the week. And then on Saturdays and Sundays, I've been in our Scenic View Estates Festus community.
Okay.
So, but we do have coverage, you know, throughout the week and weekend at both communities. So,
well, thank you so much for coming in today and talking
with us about
Rouse Co.
Yes.
We'll be back in a moment with the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show. Welcome back to the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show. You know, Rick, unfortunately, this weekend is 1 year since Tim Raymer,
correct,
your best friend, passed away. So we wanted to do something to in honor of his memory, because cancer touches so many people.
Right. Every family.
It has our family, mm-hmm, and a lot of your mom and
right,
so forth, and grandparents. But obviously in our area, it seems like it's something that we hear about all the time between Coldwater Creek and everything going on in the Defiance area.
Right.
It's something that I think people hear about, including myself. I'm guilty, so that's why I wanted to educate myself more about it, because I think we all need to be doing more to make a difference.
Completely agree.
And being in real estate for over 20 years, home ownership is so important to us. And I cried, as you know, I could cry thinking about it, but
yep,
during watching most of Atomic Homefront, I was just devastated, because I thought, as a mom, how should any parent have to live in a home that there could be radioactive material around, or God forbid, in your house, and
right,
have to stay there with your children? I told you then, I would lose my house and it'd go to foreclosure. I can't even imagine staying there.
It's a huge investment, a home for everybody.
Yeah, some people don't have
that choice.
You have
right,
to have a house to live in, and they shouldn't have to make that choice.
Right.
So it was very important to me to start learning more about it, and I think that until you watch that show, even though we hear about it and people see things on social, until you connect faces and see what these people are going through and think, in today's day and age, we should not be still talking about this
right,
this many years later. It just infuriates me. So we are joined with Karen Nickel, Dawn Chapman, and I can't thank you both enough for all that you've done to lead this movement with Just Moms STL. And thank God for the both of you, because I know that you've put so much time and heart and effort into this. And it's got to be so frustrating to feel like you're not, you know, getting the results.
It is. But I think, you know, when you were mentioning, you know, Rick's best friend that passed away earlier in conversation, you know, my heart goes out to you guys, because I'm to the point now, and Karen is, where it's hard for us to watch this film because it's still reality. But one thing that we think, and I had wondered, because I had seen your Facebook post about watching it, and I literally laid there in bed and cried, because I thought, something just told me, I thought, I bet these people have been touched by this situation somehow. And I know what that feels like, to have somebody that you're close with that has died of cancer, and then to realize the connection, and it just... It almost opens a wound up that, you know, you were in the process of healing from it, and then it just rips that Band-Aid right off, and then there it is.
That's a good description, because we really have been thinking about this and hearing stories about this since 1990, in the 1990s. You know, we've been hearing stories. And I think growing up in North County, like so many of us have, we've all known people who have, you know, contracted cancer in various ways, and sometimes strange ways, unexplainable ways, and it's impacted, I think, everybody that you talk to. I mean, a lot of the clients we talk to, even we're talking about where are you from, where you go to school type stuff, and it always comes out, the North County element of that, the Weldon Spring element of that, a lot of it that comes out, and you start discovering that we all got a connection in some way. And that's what, you know, brings this up and makes this something that's so near and dear to not only our hearts, but I think so many people.
Well, that, and the fact that when you're looking and hearing, you know, Rick and I were talking about that. Tim, I don't know that his cancer had anything
right,
to do with Coldwater Creek, but his stepbrother passed away, who played in that creek all the time, who got cancer, and they believe from that. But the bottom line is, Rick and I were once you start thinking about things,
right,
everybody you know knows somebody that has cancer all around us. And I'm like, okay, why is it our families in these other states? Like my family in Arkansas, for example, I thank God, knock on wood, I could not tell you one family, maybe one out of, I don't know, 100 that I've known have cancer, or, you know, family members in other states. So I'm like, what is the deal? Why is it here? Like every time I turn around,
right,
somebody has cancer, and it just makes you think.
I think it's also important to point out that it's not just cancer. You know,
autoimmune
diseases. I can't even tell you, probably every day we hear of somebody that has an autoimmune disease. Infertility, birth defects. I mean, all of these are documented cases that this community has suffered from, and these are very aggressive diseases. You know, when you talk about cancer, we have found that it is a very short time from a diagnosis to a death, and doctors in and around St. Louis have been talking about how aggressive these cancers are, how aggressive these autoimmune diseases are, how aggressive Alzheimer's and dementia. You know, it is talked about in, it is starting to be talked about in the medical community, and seeing that.
It's just so frustrating. And I mean, I started Googling after that, and I'm like, what is our cancer rates in Missouri compared to other states? Obviously, we're not leading it, but they are higher. And started looking into it. But I just can't believe, I'm disappointed in our representatives of our state,
right,
and politicians for not doing more. I know that we're also joined with Mike, who lives in the community, and Mark Matheson. I hope I said that correctly.
Matheson,
you were a state rep in that area for 2 years, and I know that you tried to get something passed as well. And, you know, I know that there has been some bipartisan, but why is nothing happening? I know, Karen, you had also sent me a letter that Kit Bond sent out back in 1996. I'm like, 1996? Like, why are we still talking about this?
Well, right. Tracy, I can provide some answers on that. Because when you look at the amount of dollars spent by the responsible parties to lobby your politicians, you start to realize the scope of the battle.
Follow the money trail.
When we were working in 2017, a bipartisan effort to start a buyout program so that we can get the people removed from the situation as the EPA and other agencies squabbled on what to do, the responsible parties didn't just hire one lobbying firm. They hired three different lobbying firms to work against this legislation.
I just don't understand why anybody would be working against legislation to better a community.
He is not kidding. When he was on the House floor speaking for that bill, him and Justin Hill, we actually watched. We were sitting in the balcony looking down, and we could see, you know, when they would flip on their light, yay or nay for the bill, we could see those lobbyists go and use their finger and call these reps off the floor. And then they'd go back on the floor and their light would change. It was the most...
At one point in time, I was 7 votes away from getting this legislation passed. But the lights would change off and on until we finally were at 15 votes, or excuse me, 14 votes away from helping these people.
It's ridiculous.
But we had a curveball thrown at us the very last day. The Sierra Club stepped in. And due to some funding aspects based on selling some parkland that nobody can actually reach and should have never been purchased in the first place, we were going to utilize some of these funds to fund this program. And the Sierra Club stepped in and said, wait a second, these people's lives are not as important as those trees in Texas County that we don't want turned into farmland.
Wow.
And they convinced about 20 Democrats to change their votes from yes to present to stop me from getting the number of votes I needed to help these people.
That's amazing.
Which blows my mind and I'm trying not to make this anything about politics because right. It shouldn't be. It should be bipartisan for a party who talks about environmentalists to be fighting something like this is absolutely ridiculous to me. It should not be about politics. This is about life. And
right.
I think what really many things crushed me about Atomic Homefront, but one of the things that really broke me was, you know, it just makes me so mad to think that the parks, some of the parks that had radioactive materials found, for them to say they didn't, I got goosebumps talking about it, for them to say they didn't close them because
right.
it's summer. I was
right.
like, hello, it's summer. Kids are going there. That's why they should be closed. Like parents, unless you make them
that.
Aware.
They acknowledge more children were exposed to
they
it
don't know.
Of that.
Why do you just have this area over yeah. here roped off? Like, hello, people should know these things. Like,
yeah.
that's a big deal. And again, I'm mad at myself for not educating myself more. Obviously, I didn't live in that area at the time, but it doesn't matter because that affects
right.
our entire community. Doesn't matter if it's North County, St. Charles County, anything happening in Missouri affects all of us, and everyone should be concerned. Mike, I know that you live in the area, and I'm thinking in my mind, like, hearing about these fires burning underground, to think, I can't even fathom getting a note like that. This is what you should do in an emergency, right, if something happens. Like, are you serious?
Shelter
right
in
now?
Place.
Shelter in place. No. Cover up all of your windows. Seal any drafts. Turn off your heating and cooling. Go to the basement and wait for us. We'll come for you.
Oh, okay.
Like, that's exactly
what it. World are we living in? Right. This is 2019. This is absolutely ridiculous to me.
And don't forget the part of their plan that hit me the hardest. If your child is at school when this happens,
oh, yeah,
and they think that they could be downwind, you don't know how many days between when an incident can, right, happen and when you get to see your kid again.
You have no control.
Yeah, that's lockdown. I've read that too, and you have to read the evacuation plan. I think at that point, 53 pages of it, I would be one of them. It's amazing. There'd be a lot of police stopping me from getting my child.
Oh, me too.
Well, and I think that was the biggest issue too, because at one point, several of those school districts actually sent out notes notifying the same thing, but they also said, hey, if your kid takes medicine at night, be sure to bring in some extra. And it's like, okay, so my insurance company's going to cover one extra dose of it. No.
And it's just insanity to me that we're even having to have that as an option. Why not buy me out of my home so I can get out of this community and get into a safer community? Because you didn't know what you were buying into at that point. And I have to know, like, for people that don't understand or know, are the fires still burning? Where are they at? How close are they? Do you have any update? Do they talk about that?
Oh, yes. So we just met with the assistant fire chief yesterday at the firehouse to go over the latest fire data. And this site is, it's like a patient in critical condition hooked up to monitors.
Yeah.
The site is collapsing rapidly because the fire is burning, and as it burns, it does what fires do. It creates voids, and the weight of the site is pushing down. And so there are areas of the site that are showing methane pockets. There's gas migration. They're having to do all this work that you want them to do, because you want them to try and pull as much of that out and destroy it so it doesn't fly into the community. But at the same time, all that they're doing, it's like Humpty Dumpty, you know, all the king's horses and all the king's men.
Some point it's going to break.
Right. And it's like, at some point, they are doing what they can, but is their best good enough? And in hindsight, when you look at the site, you're like, why? Why were precautions not taken to prevent a fire? We could have prevented this. We could have prevented all of it. And the precautionary principle, why? Why is it that all of us sitting around this table can see that, but nobody else could see it 10 years ago?
Right. I just don't understand how people can just, like, go to bed at night and not be doing something, especially people that are in a role in our state that can make a difference. How can people help you? We don't have a lot of time, so I want to know, what can people do to help you and get involved?
Well, I think right now we need as many people as possible on our Facebook page, because obviously Facebook is free for us. We can use that to communicate what we need. Westlake Landfill, three words, or just Moms STL. We have a website. But tomorrow evening, there's a big EPA meeting. They are coming into town, and they're bringing some pretty heavy engineers to answer some questions. And we really need people to show up and ask some difficult questions. You know, I think Karen and I, Mark, everybody, we can all, when individuals show up, individual moms and dads, and just ask pointed questions at them, even if they're basic questions, that holds this agency responsible. And that holds the elected officials that are going to be in the room responsible, saying, hey, you need to do a better job educating these people, because look, they're asking you questions that clearly these people are just finding out about this.
Please, if you haven't, get involved, learn more. Please watch Atomic Homefront. I can't talk right now. And definitely go and like Just Moms STL and follow Karen Nickel, Don Chapman. They have been leading this pack and doing a great job trying to bring attention to it. And we can all do more. I think if everybody got involved more, try to bring more attention to it. There was a lot of attention to it at times. It just seems like it's not staying steady.
Right.
We need to keep that going.
It fell off the news.
Yes. Well, you're definitely going to be hearing more about it through Rick and I. I plan to get more involved, bring more attention through our show and our magazine. And again, thank you both for all that you're doing and Mark and Mike, I know that you guys are trying to help as well, especially I can't imagine when you're living there in the community. It's just got to be so frustrating. So hopefully we can help make a difference as well. And thank you both again for coming in today. And again, we just want to say in closing of this segment, we love you, Tim Reamer, and we hope you're having a great time in heaven. We'll be back in a moment. Welcome back to the Rick and Tracy Ellis Show. We want to talk to you about some of our new listings. One of those is 252 Jacobs Way in St. Peter's. This home will be open today, Sunday, from 1 to 3. This is listed for $322,400. This is a move-in ready, three-bed, three-bath ranch home in Fort Zumwalt South School District. The entry foyer opens to a great room with large separate area for a dining area, wood-burning fireplace and vaulted ceilings in the great room that continue into the spacious kitchen, large center island and breakfast bar, and the seller just added a beautiful screened-in porch with tiled flooring right there off the kitchen as well. You have a large level fenced yard. There are three bedrooms, two full baths on the main level, but the lower level is finished as well with an additional bathroom, a possible bedroom or office, a large family room, and plenty of storage. Again, that's 252 Jacobs Way, open Sunday 1 to 3, listed for $322,400.
We also have a beautiful home in a very popular subdivision. This is number 3 Sage Meadows Court in O'Fallon. This is in the Amber Meadows subdivision. It's a beautiful ranch home, 4 bedrooms, 4 baths, 3-car garage, almost 2,800 square feet. Simply beautiful home, gorgeous, been upgraded in many, many ways. The current owner is an agent as well. This ranch is over 4,756 square feet total living space, including the basement, with 2 finished levels, great for in-laws' quarters. Upgrades include triple-pane windows. Usually you see double-pane, but not triple-pane, so these windows are very, very insulated. Great windows. The owner showed us a little trick to put a lighter up to it, and you can see 3 different flames. It's fantastic. It's got 220 amps in the garage, glass and crystal beveled front entry door. That was very important to the owner. Beautiful home, 2 storm doors. 12 exterior can lights in the eaves, blown-in insulation extra in the attic and a garage in the walls, custom windows coverings in the great room, kitchen, lower level, complete with a full kitchen in the lower level as well. This is absolutely incredible. You have to see this home. It has a nice fireplace in the basement, a rec room, a family room, a bedroom, office, exercise room, stunning 12-foot ceilings, crown molding, hardwood flooring throughout, from the foyer to the kitchen, upgraded kitchen appliances, spacious great room with built-ins on both sides, the see-through gas fireplace. Simply beautiful. You have to come see this home. 3 Sage Meadows Court in O'Fallon, listed at $484,900.
That's a great home, and it's going to be open Sunday 1 to 3 as well, so definitely check that out. Another new listing is 256 Jacobs Way in St. Peter's. Listed for $284,900. Showings will start on this home in about a week because they're having brand new carpet installed. It's been freshly painted as well on the main level. This home has 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, an oversized 3-car garage, vaulted great room, wood-burning fireplace, and a large level fenced yard. There's also a great garden already started in the backyard for you. There is a large kitchen with really neat feature. The seller of this home had a lot of custom details done. So they had the all the countertops raised to adult height, which is really nice. You don't have to bend over so far. They also had 2x6 studs done and extra insulation when they were building the home. Again, that's 256 Jacobs Way in St. Peter's, listed for $284,900 with an oversized 3-car garage.
This home is beautiful too. It's 819 North Mosley Road in Creve Coeur. This home is listed. It's a 1.5-story home, beautiful, 4 bedrooms, 3 baths, 2-car garage. It's listed at $569,900. Stately curb appeal. The master suite has his and hers closets on the main floor. Terrific open floor plan, 9-foot ceilings with crown molding, beautiful hardwoods, natural colors, two-story ceiling in the grand entry foyer and the great room, floor-to-ceiling windows, a gas fireplace, gorgeous cherry wood cabinets in the kitchen with granite countertops, stainless steel appliances, and the center island. Has a breakfast room and a formal dining room. Very spacious. Wait until you see the master bath with double sinks, jetted tub, and separate shower. Three more bedrooms upstairs, and also has a Jack and Jill upstairs. The lower level is unfinished with rough-in plumbing for a bathroom down there, and just waiting for you to put your own finishing touches on it. This is a beautiful home, nice deck in the backyard, private area, we're backed by trees. That's 819 North Moseley in Creve Coeur, listed at $569.9.
951 Norrington Way in Fenton is listed for $1,599,000. A stunning custom home in a prestigious gated community on 3 private acres. This home also has over approximately 9,500 finished square feet, 4-car garage, Bellegarde pavers. This is a really great community, gated in the Fenton area. I think one of the only gated communities right in Fenton. And it's at the back of the neighborhood on a private 3-acre lot. Very private in the back. You pull into your circle drive and go around the rear of the property for one of your garage entries. It's a really neat home. Great floor plan. Looks like it was something taken right out of California and sat into the heart of Fenton. So you have to check out 951 Norrington Way.
We have 1145 Evans Avenue in Kirkwood. This home is listed at $299.9. Kirkwood homes sell very, very quickly. This is a beautiful 1.5-story home, 3 bedrooms, 2 baths, 2-car garage, almost 1,700 square feet. And again, a beautiful Kirkwood location situated on an awesome lot. Front porch welcomes you to this extremely well-maintained home. Enter into the open floor plan, which boasts vaulted ceilings in the living room. There's a cozy wood-burning fireplace in the living room. Spacious dining room and kitchen are open for ease of entertaining. I'll walk out to the screen porch and enjoy a good book and a cup of coffee in the morning, or relax on a peaceful Kirkwood evening. This is 6-panel doors throughout the home. Upstairs there are 3 generous-sized bedrooms and another full bath. Lower level offers more room for storage or turn it into your rec room or your playroom. Rear entry 2-car garage tucks under, and the driveway is beautiful, offers lots of off-street parking. This is move-in ready. Come check this house, Kirkwood Schools, 1145 Evans Avenue, listed at $299.9.
This is truly a beauty, and on the current cover of our magazine, 403 Tudor Trace Court in Weldon Spring, listed for $1,184,900. You have to see this custom, a stunning custom 1.5-story home, located in a private gated community. This is why I love this house so much. Right there in the heart of Weldon Springs, there's a little street with 3 homes and its own little private gated community. And this house, you wouldn't know when you pull up because it's got such stately curb front appeal with all of that brick. Sits on about an acre lot. And you have a beautiful in-ground pool that you can't even see when you're pulling up to the home or even driving by. So the pool sits in a very private location, which I love as well. 5 beds, 5 bathrooms, a finished walkout lower level. So you have to see this home. It is loaded with upgrades, and the seller has done many improvements since it was on the market in the past. So you got to check out 403 Tudor Trace Court. Pick up a copy of our magazine, and you'll see photos there as well.
We also have 4101 Bassett Estates in Pacific, and this home is in the Bassett Estates subdivision. It's a beautiful ranch home, all brick front, Merrimack Valley School District, 4 bedrooms, 4 baths, 2-car garage, almost 2,700 square feet. Fantastic, easy highway access, yet it's very, very private. It's an atrium ranch, sits on 3 gorgeous acres backing to trees and woods. It's phenomenal home. It truly brings the nature of the property into your home. Natural light abounds in this home and provides peacefulness of the wooded acreage both inside and outside of the home. You must see this home to understand how spacious it really is. From the laundry room to the master suite to the closets, all ample space. Come see this home. Beautiful, private location, 4101 Bassett Estates Drive, on 3 acres, listed at 339-743 in Pacific, Missouri.
150 Homestead Ridge in Defiance is listed for $999.9. It was listed for over $1 million. This just had a significant price reduction, over $200,000. And this is 4 beds, 6 baths, this gorgeous home, hardwood floors on both levels. The lower level is completely finished as well, and a walkout. And again, 4 beds, 6 baths, 3-car garage, 30 acres, a stocked lake in the back, and a huge barn, horse pastures. This sits in the heart of Defiance, and it is a stunning property. You have to see it in person to really appreciate the beauty.
We have 1008 Groby Road, and this is in University City. This home is listed at $153,000. It's described as a bungalow cottage style, one story, but it does have 4 bedrooms and 2 baths, and it's over 1,200 square feet. It's a brick house in the process of renovation. Architectural design, it has a frame basement for finishing with a second bath and additional sleeping quarters down there. Family game and game room and plenty of storage. This home's waiting for your finishing touches. It's also a great home for a 203K loan, so you can do a lot of the work and finish it up to your specifications if you want. Come take a look at this home, 1008 Groby Road in University City, for $153,000.
149 Hartford Glen Court in Fenton. This is I can't talk right today, Rick. I'm losing it.
Tongue-tied.
The Tremont, a bestseller for Rousco. I don't know what is happening. I can't talk right today. The home has 3 beds, 2 baths, main floor laundry, 2-car garage, a great floor plan. Again, in the heart of Fenton for $262,938, move-in ready.
Have this home. It's beautiful. It's a Rawls new construction home, 961 Chapelwood in Kirkwood, Missouri. This home is listed at $877,990. This is a beautiful 1.5-story home. It's Parkway Central School District, 4 bedrooms, 5 baths, 3-car garage, almost 3,700 square feet. Simply stunning home in a private 10-home enclave in Chapelwood Estates in Kirkwood. Gorgeous exterior elevation. You simply have to see it. It is absolutely beautiful. 3-car garage, 8-foot-tall, double doors in the interior. It boasts a vaulted gathering room with decorative beams, bookshelves, gas fireplace, stone surround, formal dining room, planning niche, and a stunning hearth room that includes vaulted ceilings and double patio doors. This home has it all. The kitchen is perfect for entertaining with an oversized island, quartz countertops, 42-inch cabinetry, crown molding, Jennair appliances, 5-burner gas cooktop. I could go on and on. You have to come take a look at this house. Move-in ready, brand new, 961 Chapelwood in Kirkwood, listed at $877,990.
And 5311 Wilson Court in Oakville, listed for $446,900. This is a move-in ready Canterbury inventory home built by Rawls with a 3-bed, 2-bath, 2,214 square feet. Again, move-in ready in the Oakville community. I love this home. It has 8-foot-tall garage doors, a 3-car garage. Again, move-in ready. Visit TracyEllis.com if you'd like to see any of the properties that we have listed or the Rawls Co. homes as well. Have a great weekend.